Welcome, welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your peer host, Cody Brown, and this is Sunday Reflections. And my, oh my, oh my, are you ready for the test is the question. I asked myself the question, am I ready for the test? It's like, what test am I supposed to be getting ready for? Well, let me tell you what my intuition said to self, and that was, you have to always be prepared for what is to come that is unknown and for what it is that you already have foresight that you see what could be a problem, a issue, or an opportunity. And you have to be ready for infiltration. You have to be ready for what's behind you, right? Because we don't have eyes behind our head, you know. So with that being said, I'm going to ask the question again. Are you ready for the test? So I really wanted to dabble in on how I would deliver this question, because I want to make sure that I'm successful. Growing up in elementary, I was a special education student because the teachers didn't. I have a ball of energy, and I couldn't be still. And ABC 123 did not amuse me. I just wanted to jump around like a jackrabbit. So I was placed in special education class, as well as having to intake medication due to hyperactivity. And that was a stage in my life where I was so hyper and excited from being in four walls that when I was free, I was a jackrabbit jumping all over the place. I couldn't maintain myself. At that time, as I can recall, I didn't have multiple TV screens. It was just more so, I just want to have fun. I just want to jump around. I didn't even really even understand or comprehend that people were around me or that I was around other kids. It was just wanting to bounce around, just happy ball of energy, right? But unfortunately, I experienced, you know, bullying. I can remember a lot of times where students would actually make fun of me and say, hey, you know, Monique is my government name. You need to go to the office and take your medication. And I used to think, joke about it, laugh about it. But when I would catch myself, when I would reside back to where my living quarters, when I had to literally slow down and reassess because I was the only child, I wasn't around kids or anything like that. So it would replay back to me, and you know, I would be emotional, and you know, I would shed tears. I didn't have any emotional support as a child. So my mixed interpretation of feelings as I grew, I became older, still not being able to identify, but moving forward, middle school, at this point, I wasn't no longer on medication. I was in regular classes. Still hyperactivity. Now I'm aware of, you know, social activity, other teenagers, et cetera, but my main focus was to not be in the house. I wanted to be free. I felt safe when I wasn't in the house. I really suffered from heavy depression, yet I still had a lot of energy. I was instilled a lot of fear. All I really can remember is a lot of blank walls, being consumed in a room. Again, no opportunity or room for kid activity. For the most part, I was given the opportunity to run out free when it was given to me, where I could go outside and play, but I really don't consider it as play. I consider it more of as an adventure, just walking around, a possible prospect of being kidnapped for the most part. Moving forward into the high school time, and then it really where I was able to identify that I was not able to have friends, I couldn't have no one call. It really, really, really just got to the point to where my identity was all over the place. I still had the ball of energy. I was able to adapt and be a chameleon of every group. I wasn't specific on one area. I mingled with everyone. So, and then that's when I came into place that, I'm intelligent. And so, a lot of people don't know that I was an advanced placement student, but for the most part, I didn't even take it seriously because I didn't even know my capabilities. I'm so thankful for the Career Center, Miss Barcelos, and she encouraged me. I didn't even know Black colleges existed. And I don't want to go too left with it, but what I'm saying is, I had to keep myself busy in sports, and a lot of people, many days, going to school hungry. And so I went and got a job. My first job was Long John Silver's. And, $100 was a lot to me. And now I'm able to, get food. I didn't even have the reduced lunch, And I think a lot of my independency comes from having to seek and find and understand, and because of the bullying and the things that I had to withhold and deal with when I wasn't at school, there's a whole point to this, is it all it just be it became like me a medicine that I needed. Like, I needed to be bullied, and it became a norm. It became a norm of not feeling like I met the expectations of trying to accomplish, of having a relationship with my mother. Unfortunately, the depths that I could recall, there's a time and a place, and I know in the near future there's a lot of areas that I want to encourage some of you whom may be stuck in the area of confusion or lack, or you can catch yourself you wanting to build a relationship with loved ones, and unfortunately, you can't make anyone be on the same accord. And normally, when you are different and if you're not speaking or portraying the same lingo, you are being outcast, or the goal is to get you out of the picture. And the one thing that I do not promote the laws of 48. I do not believe in a group of people. Ambition is to destroy the weakest link. For when an individual is in a place of finding self and growth, and everyone should be able to really know who they are and love themselves and know their purpose. And when you're able to identify what your passion and your purpose, everyone's not going to be on the same page. But I do not encourage, nor do I entertain anyone whom would want to destroy someone or any being, group, association, organization, because of their differences. But moving forward, it all boils down into ready. Are you ready for the test? And the course of the study is, are you in a situation? Are you facing a situation? Are you dealing with people, places, or things? Only what resonates with you resonates with you. But when dealing with a course of study, there are a series of lectures that deals with a subject, right? And I have been talking about strength for the whole month of October, and I'm bringing that into November, which is here, and it's fall. And my course of study is strength, because I need strength in order to be strong. If you can identify your course of study, whether that be longevity, perseverance, et cetera, hope. So to review your course and how I'm reviewing my course, I'm reviewing it as a route as well as a direction, right? So when I am able to navigate and really map out my route, knowing, you know, from past experience, because you can go down take a route and it could be your first time and experience some craters, you know, some holes, some dead ends, and, you know, heavy traffic, mild traffic, or you could be in the middle of nowhere and it's just you and land. But if you have to take that route multiples of times and it becomes a repetition where you become familiar, then you can understand of what direction you need to take. And I want to transfer this thought of thinking into whatever situation or whatever it is you're trying to grow or release, and use that as a route or a direction that you are going to partake in. And when you have that experience on using the same route and understanding the directions that you need to take, because you know what's up ahead, right? And not only that, when you see someone else taking that same route, you can help them and navigate them and say, oh, hey, don't forget when you reach up to that stop sign, there's a lady named Sue, and she sells these flowers. And she doesn't actually sell them. She asks you a question. And she says, I am willing to, if you accept this flower. And you say to yourself, well, what is it that you're willing to do? I am willing to provide you all of the access that you need to be successful if you take this flower. And some people don't take the flower, right? And those who don't take the flower don't understand that there was a fine print behind declining the offer. And this is when we're unable to see what's behind us, that fine print that we don't take the time out to read. When something presents itself, whether it's family, friends, associates, constituents, organizations, job, employer, you as an entrepreneur, however you want to make this situation resonate with you. But if it does not resonate with you and you can't catch up, For the most part, I do thank you so much for tuning into the Cody Brown Show. But if you want to stay and listen, you are more than welcome to. And also, put down your comments down below, share your stories so that you can encourage someone else. What route are you taking? Have you experienced the same route? What direction are you going into? Are you willing to reveal the fine print to encourage someone else? And if you're just now tuning into the Cody Brown Show because you fast forward the pre-recording, I welcome you. If you are looking for sponsorship, make sure you email the Cody Brown Show at gmail.com. And if you would like to sponsorship the Cody Brown Show, email the Cody Brown Show at gmail.com, as well as follow us on Instagram at the Cody Brown Show, and like and share our Facebook page at the Cody Brown Project moving forward. So, going back to this course of study, my course of study is strength. So, what you want to do with your course of study is you want to study your lesson. To be able to study your lesson, you're going to need to take notes, especially if this is a new journey or a new area, a new situation that can be overwhelming, that you are not familiar with. You want to take notes. You really want to take the time to take notes. And it's going to go kind of speak into why it's very important to be present and to be still so that you don't miss what the lesson that you're supposed to be learning. So study your lesson, take notes. There is nothing wrong with seeking other valid resources. If you have a mentor or other avenues that you can navigate and seek assistance in areas that you may need someone else to look at your situation or reassess or give you some encouragement words. Hopefully, I am doing a good job at that. But for the most part, you are not obligated to just go through something or face a situation or obstacle by yourself. No, you don't. And one thing that I want to encourage you that feel that you're alone and you don't have a support system, you do. You just have to put in the footwork and you have to open your mouth. If you are not ready and you really don't have or you don't feel like you're confident, or you're still working on yourself and you don't really want to verbally, well, via email someone. And create that boundary and, seek questions, seek opinions, but make sure that whomever our resources, it aligns up with who you are. And it's very important to know who you are so that no one can devalue, no matter how bad someone talks about your character or try to create these flying monkeys. These are people whom like the same energy frequency of negativity. They don't have a problem. They are aware of what they're doing, but unfortunately, that's just what they are attracted to. So you could be able to identify when those things happen, and so that you can create your strong foundations. Because believe me, that and I'm not trying to offend anyone. If you don't have a religious or your own spiritual belief system. I personally do. I am a spiritual advisor. And I personally believe that when you give it to God, when you give it to universe, everything will take its place because everything has law and order. It may not happen right then and there because sometimes I've learned that when things don't shift right then and there, it's because you're so attached to the low vibration frequency, or you're so hurt and you're in so much pain and the feeling of you don't understand why. How could close loved ones or how could people you care about could do such thing? Right? And your place is don't try to convince people. Don't go out of your way because that can put you in the place of a crazy individual. It can distort your train of thought, your thinking, your stance, your contentment. You know what? I don't know if that's a word, but moving forward, your place, your standing of yourself, and you can't go out of your way to prove to people that you have one life to live. And because you're standing tall and you're ready to step out into your passion and your journey and move forward, that they can do the same thing. So what you want to do is lead by example, right? And, you know, thy raft and thy rod. It's you just got to let it go. Sometimes you just have to let it go. There's no need, because if it's light, it will shine. And if it's dark, it will just attract darkness. And you have to understand that if you remain in the light, there's nothing wrong. And you'll be just fine, and just stay encouraged. And you are more than welcome to email me at thecodybrownshow@gmail.com. And I will also have some resources down below on the link. And there will be a mental awareness health services, as well as suicide prevention services, as well as how to find a mentor. Moving forward, so we're going to study your lesson. You're going to take notes. You're going to seek other valid resources. And make sure it's the same situation or something that is in common, our issues regarding, so that, you know, so that you can get the answers or the correct route or direction that you need to take. So always be prepared for the test, because, you know, for those of you who have foresight, where you can identify, you know, when you're like, okay, I can see what this person could be capable of, or this organization's whole purpose, or an opportunity that presents itself. And it's like, okay, I think this might be short term. I don't see a long term situation. Or, you know, a person that just comes out of nowhere and it's like, okay. So that you can be able to stay on your toes and be accomplished. And you can reap your reward. You want to have adequate rest. You want to have healthy eating habits. You want to exercise so that you can have good stimulation from the mind to your toes. Also, you want to be stillness and be present. And sometimes that can be very, very hard to do. Is being present. But for the most part, if you can just take out the time to acknowledge that you're taking breath, right? Inhaling and exhaling, you just started a stage of being present, being thankful. And pertaining to adequate rest, if you need rest, there's a difference from procrastination and getting rest. You know when you need to rest. You know when you need to reset. Don't worry about what people say. You have your own journey. You have your own lane, you know. And what I've come into, what I've accepted is, no matter if I am doing good, someone's going to say something, especially if you're looking for the recognition from certain individuals that you would think would be proud of you, right? And if you make the wrong decisions, you're still going to get the same feedback. But if you stay positive, God will place people into your life, you know, and it's a wonderful thing, you know. So I want to encourage you. I think you're ready for the test. And I believe that I am too. Whether it comes from the left to the right, from front or behind, always put God first and allow God to take control. But we cannot allow, we cannot prevent what is formed, for no weapon shall form against us shall prosper. But what is formed is how, you know, we have control. We are the author of how we react and how we deal with the situation. And that situation and reaction is your course of study. Now, I am your host, Cody Brown, and I thank you so much for supporting the Cody Brown Show this far. The community is growing, and I am so excited to be your VIA mentor. And I'm learning so much, and I look forward to learning more. I look forward to growing more as a motivational speaker and a social spiritual advisor. Moving forward, I send you love, happiness, joy, and harmony, and peace. And that's up to you to accept it. And don't forget, love is kind, love is gentle, and that is you.